Winery, the store with the purple door on Ashman Street in Sioux, Michigan. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies this morning, a 40% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm today, highs of 72 or 22. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, lows of 55 or 13. And partly cloudy skies for your Saturday, highs right around 75 or 24. Currently, we are looking at 62 degrees, that's 17, under mostly cloudy skies. Joining us this morning, Mark Brewer, Democrat chair for the state of Michigan. Mark, good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thanks very much.
Excellent, excellent. Well, big news for us here in Sault Ste. Marie. Lieutenant Governor John Cherry coming up to Sault Ste. Marie, going to meet with the Chippewa County Democrat Party. That's going to happen on Sunday, August the 3rd, at the Country Kitchen here in Sioux, Michigan. Why is the lieutenant governor on his way up north?
Well, John Cherry travels the state a lot. He's a frequent visitor with local parties and local governments. He's been a very active and engaged lieutenant governor. This particular trip is part of his Great Lakes tour. He has been spending time and will continue to spend time focusing on Great Lakes issues, about how important they are to our tourism, to our economy, just to the quality of life here in Michigan. And all this is going to lead to him to put together a report to be presented to the new administration in January about how important the Great Lakes are and how we need to devote national time and resources to preserving them, to cleaning up the pollution in them, and so forth. So it's great that the Lieutenant Governor is going to be there in the Sioux, but he's also on a very important mission to continue to protect our Great Lakes.
And that's something that we should probably make sure that our listeners are aware of, that we are talking about the actual physical bodies of water that he is talking about right now, not so much the Great Lakes as a region, the way sometimes we like to describe our area, but we are talking about the actual five bodies of water, correct?
That's right, that's right, which are so important. And Michigan is defined in many ways by the Great Lakes. As many people say, I think Michigan is the only state in the United States that you can see from space because it's defined by the Great Lakes.
Yep.
I mean, you look very distinctly and see that, and that's a great symbol of, in fact, how important the Great Lakes, the lakes, are to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the Lieutenant Governor will be here in Sault Ste. Marie. Once again, it'll be August the 3rd from 5 until 7 at the Country Kitchen Restaurant in Sioux, Michigan. He's going to meet with the Chippewa County Democrats, and I believe the public is welcome. For more information on this, you can log on to Chippewa Dems, that's plural, Dems.com. The other things that I had here this morning, Mark, yesterday, I believe it was, Congressman Stupak voted to support the comprehensive measure, the Paycheck Fairness Act, which was approved 247 to 178, which is set up to give equal pay to both men and women. Apparently, there was a loophole in the 1963 Equal Pay Act, which business owners have been kind of slipping through, paying women about 77 cents for every dollar earned by a man. And the disparity in wage comes out to about $400,000 to $2 million over the lifetime of a female based on the lost wages. Stupak was the co-sponsor of this act. Once again, out there fighting for the people of his district, and not only the people of his district, but the people, the females all around the nation.
That's right. I mean, it's a terrible shame that in this day and age we still have such terrible wage discrimination. I think the average woman in Michigan makes about between 60 and 70 cents on the dollar for every male. And so we still have very persistent wage discrimination, and this affects all of us, even us men. I mean, if our wives or girlfriends or daughters, our female relatives are working, they deserve to be treated equally to the men they work with, particularly, you know, in families now, a lot of families are working two jobs.
Yep.
And you need to have both those jobs pay well and pay equally. So this is an issue not just for women, but for all of us, and it's a great compliment to Congressman Stupak that he's been such a leader in this effort to try to improve the situation and end this terrible discrimination.
And Governor Granholm has announced that the Invest Michigan program will continue to move along. I believe $300 million divided equally between Capital Growth Fund, Michigan Opportunity Fund. So this is big money, big dollars, investing in Michigan so other people will begin to invest in Michigan.
Right. It's another innovative program by the governor. The source of this money is state of Michigan pension funds. Nobody's pension is going to be in jeopardy. These are going to be very sound investments. She's put together a business advisory council led by Roger Penske, who's going to be advising as to how these investments should be made. But it's another source of investment capital to help small and medium businesses either start or continue to grow in this state. So hopefully this will yield more programs and more businesses like Mascoma. Mm-hmm. You know, that's bringing all those great jobs to the Chippewa County area.
Yep.
And other firms around the state as well.
Now, I have to ask, is this the same Roger Penske, Penske Motorsports, for all of our racing fans out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he's quite a successful businessman. In addition to the success of his racing team, he led the effort to successfully host the Super Bowl in Detroit a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a great track record. And we're very fortunate that he's agreed to work with the governor on this project.
I also see quite a few big names in here, including Mark Murray, the president of Meyer Incorporated. Let me see, who else? Dan Gilbert, chairman of Quicken Loans. Also, Thomas Kinnear, Ross Business School of Business through the University of Michigan. There are some big names in here sitting on this Business Leadership Council.
Right, right, and that should give people, more confidence that this fund is going to be run well and is going to result in more businesses and more jobs for us here in Michigan.
The presidential elections continue, and I see both Senator McCain and Senator Obama are coming to the state of Michigan. Do we know Senator Obama's plans when he's here, when he's going to be here, all of that?
We know it's going to be early. Next week.
Okay.
There may be an announcement as soon as today, Paul, about where and when and what the details are. This is all, again, a continuing demonstration of how important Michigan is to the presidential campaigns. Michigan's a swing state, a very competitive state, and we're going to see a lot of these candidates in their campaigns. I spent last weekend on the road around Michigan helping to open up campaign offices all over the state. We're going to have the largest grassroots campaign effort in the history of the Michigan Democratic Party. Hundreds of staff, tens of thousands of volunteers already out there registering voters, making phone calls. We're set for a very intensive fall campaign.
Senator Obama has once again drawn a distinct line between Senator McCain and the current administration. According to a news release that I have here, ExxonMobil's $12 billion profit under a McCain energy plan would include a $4 billion tax break, including $1.2 billion for ExxonMobil alone. Obviously, distinctions being drawn, as I said, between McCain's campaign and also the current administration.
That's right. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that in light of these record profits, I think one of the oil companies yesterday announced the largest quarterly profit in American history. No company ever made that much money in one quarter. I think it was like $11 billion. It's ridiculous that in light of those profits, that we continue, the taxpayers of this country continue to subsidize those companies. They don't need those subsidies, and they should be taking those record profits and investing them in finding more oil and in energy conservation and alternative energy. And for John McCain to continue to support those kinds of wasteful subsidies really puts the lie to this whole idea that he's some kind of maverick, that he's against wasteful spending, because that's exactly what that is.
Well, now here's a news story for you, Mark, and I don't know if you've seen this one yet or not, but I think you'll get a kick out of this one. Apparently, Senator McCain has stuck his foot in his mouth. You've heard about the ad that he was running comparing Barack Obama with Paris Hilton and Britney Spears, right?
Yeah, silly ad, right?
Well, apparently the Hilton family, who have been big supporters of McCain's camp, not real impressed by this. Apparently, yesterday, the McCain headquarters phones were burning up with phone calls from not only Rick Hilton, but William Barron Hilton, who both made large donations to the McCain campaign. Sounds like he put his foot in his mouth.
Well, again, yeah, it was just silly. Trying to compare, I don't know what they were trying to do by having pictures of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton in what's supposed to be an ad about the presidential campaign. There wasn't a single discussion of any issue in that ad, but we see the McCain campaign increasingly negative and shrill, not wanting to talk about the issues. I mean, they're running away from the president and his record, even though John McCain has been with the president, 95 to 100% of the time, depending on the year you look at. So they're trying to talk about anything else but the issues, this oil issue we just talked about. McCain mm-hmm. doesn't want to talk about that, because then the American people will see him for what he's like. So they're trying to distract people with these silly little irrelevant ads, and I hope the voters will see through them.
Obviously, his original statement then of not going to play the dirty politics, dirty ad campaign, not true.
Not true. I mean, that pledge lasted a few days at best. This latest ad is just one in a series. I think the American people, given the serious situation we're in, not only here with the terrible economy brought on by George Bush's policies, but also the disastrous foreign policy of the last 8 years, they want a serious debate about the future of this country, not these kind of negative ads, which, again, you look at that ad, not a single issue of importance to the American people is discussed. The American people deserve a lot better. And if this is what we're going to get out of John McCain as president, then Barack Obama is a clear preferred alternative.
It's 7:43 rather this morning, being joined by Mark Brewer, Democrat chair for the state of Michigan. Mark, what else is on your radar this morning and leading into the weekend that our listeners should be aware of?
Well, good news this past week. The governor signed the education funding bill, which raised education funding to, I think, a record level of over $7,300 per student. It does vary a little bit by district, but the minimum is at least $7,300. That's good. So at least now our school districts are going to be able to plan for the upcoming school year without the uncertainty that they faced last year. You probably also saw this past week the Great Lakes Water Compact was introduced in Congress. It quickly moved through the Judiciary Committee, chaired by Michigan's own John Conyers. Carl Levin has been pushing very hard to get it pushed through the Senate. So I know our entire congressional delegation, including Congressman Stupak, who's been a great champion of the Great Lakes, are working very hard to get that enacted as quickly as possible. And that'll add another important layer of protection to our Great Lakes waters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Back to the education funding. Here in Sault Ste. Marie and the surrounding area, an additional $112 per student, which is really good. I mean, especially considering the fact that, busing costs are astronomical with the price of gas and things like that. So it's good to see that the governor and the current Congress here in Michigan is helping to alleviate some of that pressure that we're seeing from our educators.
Now, that's really, really important. I mean, the economy is obviously the number one issue far and away in Michigan, but linked to the economy is a quality public education.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get away from the notion that you don't need to graduate high school, and even if you do graduate high school, that's enough. People have got to shift now to the attitude of continuing education throughout their entire lives. It may be college, it may be technical training, it may be a community college, it may be the training between jobs as people make transition from one job to another, but a sound public education system is the foundation of that. Where else are businesses like Mascoma and all these other businesses going to get good workers unless we have good schools to produce well-educated workers? So having a sound education system throughout the state is critically important to our economic future here in the state of Michigan.
Indeed. Mark Brewer is the Democrat chair for the state of Michigan, and he joins us every Friday morning here on Talk Radio 1400. Mark, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule, and we look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Good to talk to you again, Paul. Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks, Mark. There you go. We'll be right back on AM 1400.
Your Get Fit tip of the day is brought to you by War Memorial Hospital's Fitness Center on Ashman Street in Sioux, Michigan.